Welcome to another ABC Radio National podcast. For more information, go to abc.net.au/rn.
You're on ABC Radio National, and in today's Science Show, we visit some Australians making big waves in research around the world. Hello, I'm Robin Williams. Big waves, mainly in America. It's surprising how many clever Australians are out there involved at the highest levels. Speaking of waves, ocean waves themselves this time, new research in Arizona shows they could be burying far more CO2 than anyone imagined. Professor Joellen Russell has found that near our own region, the system is having some really surprising effects.
Well, I actually run a global climate model attached to an ocean model. What we're looking at is the coupled climate system and how it interacts, which is these very big winds. They are the largest, strongest mean surface winds in the world. They're 30% higher than the jet stream in the northern hemisphere. So you have the strongest winds, which is why you have the biggest storms, right? But these strong winds are actually moving towards the pole around Antarctica, which means that we're actually, we think, from our climate model results, getting increased mixing and a bigger Antarctic circumpolar current.
Why are they moving south?
Well, it's something that a lot of teams are working on, but I'll speculate because this is what we're doing. And in the models, at least, it's moving towards the poles because of global warming. As we're warming the troposphere, basically we're cooling that atmosphere that lays above the troposphere, the stratosphere, and that gradient between these two is increasing, meaning so the difference between the very cold air near space, the very warm air near the surface is getting bigger. And as that's getting bigger, the winds are popping. The jet stream is moving towards the poles in both hemispheres, but particularly around Antarctica.
And what's the effect of that in terms of CO2, do you think?
Well, this is what's exciting, is that everywhere else in the world ocean, we're expecting the surface ocean to warm and get very stable, very, very stable, and slow the amount of mixing, which will slow the rate of uptake of CO2. But in the Southern Ocean, because these winds are moving towards Antarctica, the mixing's increasing. And this is a very unexpected result, because all the climate models in the last generation said, hey, it's all going to cap and get slow and kind of sluggish. But instead, around Antarctica, things are really starting to rip. And with that mixing, we think the Southern Ocean will take up about 20% more carbon dioxide over the next 100 years than would have been taken up without the wind shift, which is an astonishing result. I mean, 20% more CO2 out of the total global, which is a big number.
But why would that happen? Because the ocean is warmer?
Well, mostly it's because the Antarctic Circumpolar Current, which is the ocean current that runs underneath the jet stream that's driven by the big winds around Antarctica, that circumpolar current brings water from about 3 kilometers deep to the surface. And we expected that with time, the warming would make that get shallower and shallower and shallower, a weaker current. But that's not what's happening. In fact, the current has been strengthening. We've got more water coming to the surface, which means water that has never seen all this man-made CO2 is making it to the surface and then being sunk back to the depth. So basically producing this big sequestration of CO2. We're pulling it out of the air and sinking it back to the deep ocean.
So this is the theory. Have you actually measured that this is going on in the real water?
Well, I actually don't go out and make the measurements anymore.
Especially now you're about to have a baby.
That's right. I'm about 1 or 2 weeks away here. I wish he'd hurry up. But yes, NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, as well as other places like Australia and CSIRO, have been going out and making lots and lots of measurements of the surface ocean carbon dioxide fluxes, as well as the deep ocean carbon. And there have been several blockbuster papers recently saying, hey, did you know that the Southern Ocean is taking up about half of the global anthropogenic carbon dioxide, which is very unexpected if it were capping. So we think actually that the model is actually representing what's really happening in the ocean. So
now what does this mean? If something like half of the man-made CO2, that's going to make a huge difference.
Yes, that's a huge amount. And what it does is there's two parts. One is not only is it carbon dioxide that's going in the ocean, but it's all that man-made heat too, the heating in the atmosphere. Some portion of that is going into the ocean. And so we've seen from measurements, this is not my work, it's Sarah Gilley at Scripps Institution of Oceanography. She showed that the Southern Ocean is warming faster than anywhere else on Earth. And it's because of this great mixing that we think it's going on. But second, when you remove all that CO2, it's not in the air anymore to contribute to global warming. So we think we could basically slow global warming. We can't stop it, we can't reverse it, but we can slow global warming significantly by this increase in the winds and the change in the mixing in the Southern Ocean.
Of course, one thing that your colleagues at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography did say, that as the CO2 goes into the ocean, it makes it more acidic, which is a problem for corals and shellfish and all the rest of it. But in fact, if the current is taking it way down deep, that isn't so much of a worrying effect, or what?
Well, the problem is that the Southern Ocean tends to mix from the surface all the way to the deep. So it's not just the deep ocean that's getting this extra dose of CO2. Unfortunately, it probably does mean that we are making the ocean more acidic from top to bottom. This is one of the two big downsides. The first one being more acidic ocean, which means pteropods and corals and anybody who needs to make their architecture out of aragonite or calcium carbonate is under threat. And many of these organisms are the base of the food web globally in the ocean. This is very serious. And we're running new simulations with all the biology in it just to double check. You know, we'd like to know what's going to happen next. But the second thing that's happening is that the more heat you put in the ocean, the faster sea level rises, because warmer water expands. And sea level will rise more quickly the more heat we pour in. So although this is good because it removes heat from the atmosphere and carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, the bad part is it's in the ocean now, and there are consequences.
Yeah, indeed. Those aren't the Air Force planes going above us.
No, that's just regular air traffic.
Because we're standing next to a place where, in fact, the Iraq troops are being debriefed.
Yes, some of them are debriefed just south of here. We have a couple of different military bases that are big hubs for that. Mm.
To sum up, you've obviously discussed this, but what really does it mean in terms of the good news about global warming? How much might it reduce the problem we've got, and how much time might it give us?
Well, what it meant for our climate sensitivity in the model was that basically it took almost 20 to 40 more years to reach the same temperature in the atmosphere with the new model. If this is true, if we're right, then we're basically getting a little bit more grace time to get our act in order.
But the sea level will still be going up.
Sea level will still be going up. It will still be warming in the atmosphere, but more slowly than we might have thought.
It's a complex system this you're dealing with, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
Jo Ellen Russell is Associate Professor of Geoscience at the University of Arizona in Tucson. And I asked Susan Solomon, who wrote the IPCC report from the American side on climate, about whether they have evidence of a slowing down of CO2. And she said the overall carbon dioxide situation is unchanged, but it's very much worth watching.